invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord God, as I struggle to find my own meaning in life, I get lost. I pursue pleasure, I pursue wisdom, I pursue labor, all my work, everything I try to find meaning in ends up becoming empty. But you, Lord, you make life meaningful. You give me purpose and value. Help me to recognize this as I ponder your holy word and your purposes for me found in Jesus Christ. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Something I noticed growing up and still see today is that a lot of pop music has very bleak lyrics, speaking about life as if there's nothing positive going on, and yet the music is kind of the opposite. It's positive. It's trying to make you feel okay by the fact that the actual lyrics are saying some pretty sad things, and we're in a pretty broken world. But that's not a new thought. When Solomon examined this world, he wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes regarding everything being meaningless. We're going to go through a 6-part look at the book of Ecclesiastes and the meaning of what Solomon is saying when he says everything is meaningless. And does life have meaning? In Ecclesiastes 1, we read, "The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning to its course. All streams flow into the sea, and the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, 'Look, this is something new'? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow." Solomon wrote these words while reflecting on how to find a meaningful life. He calls himself here the teacher, and he is the one who was king over Israel. And Solomon was uniquely gifted to carry out this role of the evaluation of the meaning of life because he was given wisdom by God. He requested to be wise, and God endowed him with great wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about life under the sun. He's telling us to look at things from the view of what it is if you merely have a naturalistic worldview, looking at life without God as if you're just going about as part of a bunch of dirt and matter and stardust. Life under the sun is the way a lot of us tend to view life when we don't think about God. Life under the sun is how life appears apart from God and his care and the great story that he's given us. What is the meaning of life? Are we looking for just merely what it means for me? Are we looking for a greater, absolute meaning that is true for everyone, a meaning that stands for all people and is true across all time? Is there real meaning in life? The French philosopher Jean-François Lyotard said, "I define postmodernism as incredulity toward meta-narratives." What does he mean by that? We're in a postmodern age in which people don't believe that there's a greater story that explains all other stories and things. Postmodernists deny that there's such a thing as a greater story which God has in mind and which God is carrying out. Everything is meaningless if you don't see that story. It is empty of true value or worth. We need something more than just fleeting moments of meaningfulness, a transcendent, real, cosmic meaning. And how do we find that? It's found all across the pages of Scripture. Solomon is going to tear down the view of life under the sun and lead us to see there must be something more in value. And that's found as we consider our Creator and our Redeemer God, who placed on us a value and a meaning far beyond any temporary pleasure or any temporary meaning we can find. It's a God who, in purpose, created each human being in His image, and a God who redeemed this whole world, and a God who invites and desires each one to come to Him in repentance and faith, and through the most meaningful thing in history, the sacrifice and resurrection of His Son, invites us to follow Him in glory and to live a life of meaning in serving Him. We'll look at this for another 5 more parts, and invite you to join me in the following segments. Until then, join with me and all Christians as we find meaning living a new life, set free by God from sin to serve Him and to live declaring His praises in the name of Jesus. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.